I know you, Myron, of course, as a peace activist. We stand together each month saying war is not the answer. But do you ever think that it's actually a good idea to go to war?
When I would talk to my students about war, I use the quote that all wars are defensive. Historically, there's, I think, a little known fact that the Kellogg-Briand Pact outlawed war in 1920, post-World War I. The world had seen war and got together and outlawed it. Unfortunately, like many laws, there was a loophole, and this loophole allowed for defense. So what have we seen happen? Post-World War I, the rationale for wars has always been defense. Hitler attacked Poland to defend Germany from Russia. We attacked Vietnam to defend against communism. And of course, the war in Iraq was to defend against terror. Presently, the justification for war is to protect Americans. All of this so-called protection is making us more scared and clearly less safe. I have heard many times the argument for following what the framers wanted. Well, the framers called it the Department of War. Since it was changed in 1947 to defense, we have been on attack somewhere constantly. The NFL brags about broadcasting to our troops in 175 countries. There's only just short of 200 countries in the world. Our military footprint has become much too large. We are spending billions to modernize our nuclear arsenal, and plans are in place to build 12 new nuclear subs that can carry 24 nuclear missiles at a cost of $6 to $8 billion per boat. Each one of these boats would have the nuclear power to destroy the world. So your original question, is it a good idea to go to war? Presently, in the modern sense, never.
I notice the disclaimer, the condition there, in the modern sense, never. What about up through and including World War II?
One of the greatest arguments about World War II is that Gandhi's hunger strike isn't going to stop the Wehrmacht. And that is true. Unfortunately, World War II, being what I would consider, quote, a good war, unquote, has been used to frame every other conflict since. And one of the things I want to point out to my students and to everybody is that we were late and last in getting involved in World War II. We clearly saw what was going on. There was no mistaking it, and support for the war remained very high, over 80%, through all 3.5 years. In other words, the war was not a lie. It is difficult, but we must come to grips with the fact that our wars since World War II have been fought very much on false pretenses and have not made the world safer. In 1967, Martin Luther King gave the very famous, and I think his best speech personally, his Beyond Vietnam speech, given 1 year to the day before he was assassinated, where he correctly laid out the fact that war is connected to poverty, connected to racism, and it needs to be resisted because our modern wars have been fought under false pretenses. And it has been hurting us morally, socially, financially, all across our collective society.